Good morning. Welcome to our thought for the day. A reading this morning comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we consider for a few moments the verse before us, we ask that we may be given understanding and wisdom. We ask that we may be given help to apply this verse to the way we live. We pray that you may be at work in our hearts and lives for your glory. And we ask that you may bless us through the remainder of this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do you belong? I guess that within most, if not all of us, there's a desire to belong, to not stand out from the crowd. And yet the theme of the Beatitudes, these verses in Matthew's Gospel, the theme is about being different. Different from the world in which we live. Different from the society around us. You see, the Beatitudes pinpoint the great gulf that exists between the attitudes of the world and the expectations of the Lord Jesus. The world so often looks for aggression and self-righteousness. The Lord blesses the poor in spirit. The world emphasizes pleasure and happiness and entertainment, and the Lord blesses those who mourn. The world emphasizes assertiveness and self-confidence, and the Lord blesses the meek. The world looks for satisfaction and engages in overindulgence. And here we see in our verse today that the Lord blesses the hungry and the thirsty. We must be careful here to identify and understand exactly the characteristic of which Jesus is speaking. The Saviour addresses elsewhere the need for distribution of material resources within the world. The Christian has a responsibility to those who are physically impoverished. But these are not the issues of which Jesus speaks here. Christ has the spiritually clear view that this is about the Spirit. From the moment he begins, blessed are the poor in spirit. So here, that which should be a characteristic of kingdom people, that which should be a mark of the Christian, is a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, the very fact that Jesus makes this statement tells us immediately that not everyone will have the appetite which he describes. The reality then and now is that because of the fallen state of mankind, our natural hunger and thirst is for the things of darkness, for the lusts of the flesh, for the satisfaction of sin. The Bible records many who had a hunger and thirst for power, or for property, or for people. Through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, God asks the question, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? And I guess if we look back on our lives, all of us have at times been guilty of doing just that, spending money on what is not bread, and our labour on what does not satisfy. Jesus says today, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Notice, will you, he's not speaking of an occasional whim. You see, there are people who will think about God occasionally. There are people who will come to a church service occasionally. There are people who will read their Bible occasionally. But Jesus is speaking about a longing and a desire that dominates our thinking, that affects the whole of life, a longing and desire that focuses on God, a driving ambition, a constant goal, an insatiable appetite. I'm sure we've known what it is to long for a cold drink on a hot day. We've known what it is to look forward to a good meal at the end of a long journey. But few of us have probably ever really known what it's like to be physically hungry and physically thirsty. Yet there are people in our nation and in other lands who can tell of such experiences, of reaching a state where nothing but water and food mattered. Disciples of Jesus have as great a need spiritually of righteousness as there is a need physically for food and water. The Saviour says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And confronted by the inevitable question, what is righteousness? We can simply reply, it is being right with God, legally, morally, spiritually. Jesus is saying, blessed are those who hunger and thirst to be right with God, who hate sin, who desire holiness, who long to be, says Jesus, like me. This hunger and thirst begins when, stirred by the Holy Spirit of God, we become dissatisfied with life, we become convicted of sin, we become burdened with guilt, and drawn by the Spirit, we long for the righteousness of Christ to be applied to us. For unless we are clothed in his righteousness, we are condemned by God. Does every Christian hunger and thirst for righteousness? The answer must be yes, for in becoming a Christian, we must have this desire, and the expectation of Jesus is that that desire should continue to be a feature of daily Christian living. Why is it then? We sometimes find ourselves not hungry and thirsty for the things of God. It may be spiritual pride, I do not need. It may be spiritual apathy, I do not want. It is only those, you will notice, who hunger and thirst for righteousness who will be filled. The blessing is only granted to meet the desire. All of us, I'm sure, have a favourite meal, a particular dish. We eat it and are filled, but not forever. Our enjoyment of the food is only a stimulation to an even greater desire. A Christian is to be like that in our appetite for righteousness. Psalm 63, verse 1 says this, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. We do not need to pray that God will provide more spiritual food. We need to pray that God will make us more hungry. We need to plead that he will enlarge our appetite. We need to pray that he will fill us with his Spirit and then extend our capacity.